President from Business Northwest is Ian Jones. Good morning to you, and another breakfast networking session on this coming Wednesday. Who is the guest speaker for that one?
Well, this week we have the General Manager of Northwest Support Services, Neil Rodwell. He's speaking to us on providing an unprecedented life experience for disabled people on the Northwest. And they're formerly known as Northwest Residential, and they provide support under the NDIS scheme for disabled people in our area. And Neil has formed it into an absolutely wonderful organisation.
And what makes Northwest Support Services different to, say, other suppliers?
Well, they're quite a virtual organisation in that they don't have a dedicated head office structure as most disability organisations do. So that's one prime area of difference. And I worked in that sector for a while during the NDIS changeover, and I know the difficulties that presented. And it'll be interesting to hear of Northwest's journey throughout that period.
And you have some other big news to reveal.
Sure do, Lee. Just yesterday, we secured the Premier for a dinner at Weller's on Friday, November the 3rd. It's part of his annual budget tour. He does breakfast in Hobart, lunch in Lonnie, and dinner on the coast.
And the Premier has had a big year in 2020, like all of us, hasn't he?
He sure has.
Ian, what's the format for that event?
It's all about the state government budget, which Premier Gutwin will hand down in Parliament the night before. And it's normally done in May, but COVID caused a major delay, similar to the federal government budget being delivered tonight. And the event starts at 5:30, and the Premier will give a presentation on the budget and field questions from the floor. And we will also have commentary from industry experts on the budget.
So how do we get tickets for that one?
We'll be putting tickets online later this week, Lee, via the online Cradle Coast Market website, and they'll be $65. And people get a three-course meal plus the presentation for that. It's a pretty good value when you consider the breakfast in Hobart costs $77. And we won't be serving up just bacon and eggs. We've got Chef Matt Fraser preparing a great meal for us.
I have heard of Matt. What's his background?
He's a serious chef, Lee. He currently trains students at TAS-TAFE in Devonport, and they do their practical work at the Drysdale Centre of Excellence restaurant, and he's been involved in training for over 10 years now, and he's also doing postgraduate studies in business at UTAS, plus he's helping a fellow trainer who's launching a new restaurant called Ola in Providore Place, so he's a pretty busy guy.
He sure is. And what's on the menu that night?
Well, Matt and I had a long discussion last week, but I can't divulge what we agreed on. I'll say that nobody will be disappointed.
And speaking of budgets, what do you expect from Tuesday night's federal budget?
Well, a lot of it's already out in the press, but there needs to be massive spending to get the economy back in shape. Tax cuts will inject more cash into the economy, which will help retailers and hospitality, and increasing incentives for business will help them spend, plus support employment. The proposed manufacturing spend boost and bringing forward infrastructure development will also help, but it's all at a cost, Lee. We can't spend forever.
No, that's right. That is for sure. How is Tassie doing these days?
I think much the same as last broadcast, Lee. Retail's okay, but tourism and hospitality are still doing it tough. And, you know, we support the raising of the borders on October the 26th and hope that we get mainland tourists here for the Christmas school holidays. And our issue is still with social distancing rule. We need to drop this so cafes and restaurants can get on and get back to profitability.
Is it just that industry, Ian?
Well, it's the one that's getting smashed by the rule. You know, I went to my bank yesterday. The middle teller of three was closed due to social distancing. It's just compliance gone mad. There are at least 1.5 metre space between it and the other two teller stations, and the customer queue was almost out the door. So I think we need some common sense injected into this. And if we don't drop this, then how are we going to service the tourists when they do arrive?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Just repeating, breakfast details. General Manager of Northwest Support Services, he is Neil Rodwell. He'll be chatting about providing an unprecedented life experience for disabled people here on the Northwest Coast. Willers Inn at the top of Queen Street in Burnie. It's 7:30 starts, wraps up around about 8:30. Just $20 for members. Bring your guests for $25 and you get a full breakfast, don't you?
Sure do, Lee. It's an excellent selection of continental breakfast items, then a hearty hot breakfast, bacon, eggs, the works.
The President from Business Northwest, Ian Jones. Enjoy a couple of weeks and have a top day.
Thanks, Lee. All the best to you and our listeners.